Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to my show. I'm glad you're here. Elise Menon is here. Elise is one of our founding members of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor, the author of all the books on that you need to know about being a professional in the marketplace and how to get the money that you should get, how to charge what you should charge, how to market your business, how to price your product, all those books, the Creative Professional Guide to Money and the Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, also her book on introverts, Stop Pushing Me Around, and she's our good friend, Elise Menon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
That's right. Don't forget that hyphen.
That's right. Marketing-mentor.com. So, all right. You've been thinking a lot about people starting their business, haven't you? And you got some thoughts for them.
I have because, you know, according to the Freelancers Union, half of the workforce by 2050 will be self-employed.
According to who?
The Freelancers Union.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I believe that. There's a major disruption in the workplace paradigm going on right now. Elise, it's been going on, and I market, and I even reported on this in my book. It really has been going on since the 70s. It really became a practice, more of a generally accepted best practice in the 80s, and then technology has just put it on steroids, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Plus the fact that large corporations are shedding all sorts of things that are too expensive, including employees.
That's the part I meant about starting back in the 70s. It really began in the 70s, and mm-hmm. it's been going on. We got downsizing in the 80s and all that. That's exactly right. Now the good news is that those jobs that they shedded didn't go away. Somebody still needs to be doing that work. They're just now being done by contractors, aren't they?
Exactly. And the point I'm trying to make is that more and more people are becoming self-employed without kind of launching themselves into it with this dream of being self-employed and a plan for how to do it well. They're just kind of finding themselves in that situation and scrambling often to do whatever they can to survive.
In a very desperate way.
What does that mean?
I mean, they're desperate. They've got to feed their family. They need a job.
Desperate.
Desperate, yeah, in a desperate way. Desperate people do desperate things, right?
Exactly, but it doesn't have to be that way.
All right, tell us about it.
So,
By the way, let me say this, Elise. I was that person 25 years ago.
Me too.
I was downsized. I got downsized twice in 18 months from executive positions, Elise. I was an executive with two different companies and president of one company, and the one company went out of business and the other one downsized, and I found myself out on the street in 89, and with two kids and two mortgages. You know, that'll make you wake up and get busy.
Absolutely. And I was fired in 1988, and I didn't have nearly as much responsibility as it sounds like you did at the time. But still, I was just angry and decided I was never working for anyone again.
Well, my position, and I've said this on the show many times, is when I got that phone call at 8:30 on May 23rd, 1989, not that I remember the exact moment or anything, and I started, after the phone call was over, I said, well, should I get my resume out and dust it off? And I thought to myself, wait a minute, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. So I started, that's what I started. Yeah, haven't looked back either, by the way.
Me neither, but actually that's not true. I do look back as I work with my clients who are people in that position, essentially, who've either taken the leap themselves or mm-hmm. found themselves kind of forced into this self-employed position.
Right.
And one of the things I notice is that there are three steps. This is what I wanted to talk about. There are three steps that people, anyone, can take to make a business work, whether it's a freelancing business or a much larger business, but that they don't because they're so busy trying to survive. And that's mm-hmm. what I wanted to outline and see what you think about these three steps.
And what's the first one?
So the first one is basically to decide. You have to decide and commit to this. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to be. This is the service or the product I'm going to offer. This is who I'm going to offer it to. Make those decisions, knowing that they're probably going to be temporary because
or
things
modified.
Are constantly changing.
Yeah.
Right? Or modified.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
as you grow, you will change it, but you have to decide on something first.
There's no question about that. That's exactly what you just said is exactly what I did. And I started. That's when I started learning the concept of that I talk about a lot on the show, and I actually wrote a whole chapter about it in my book, and that is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you meant about how things may change, how things will adjust and modify.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you say what you want, though, be a little more specific about that.
Meaning, do you want to build a business that has employees? Do you mm-hmm. want to run a virtual team? Do you want it just
But on day you? One, on day one, you don't have to know all that, do you? Day one, you just have to be committed to making it on your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You really do have to make that commitment because I sometimes come across people who are kind of trying to get a job. They're going on interviews, mm-hmm. and on the side, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And usually, that does not work.
The reason I knew I had pulled that off successfully was because in the first 5 years of my consulting business, I got offered a number of really good jobs. That if I had been offered those jobs on May 23rd, 1989, at 8:40 in the morning, I would have taken any one of those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But over the next 5 years, I was offered some of those jobs, and I turned them down because my business wasn't as robust as it needed to be. But I really, really found where I needed to be. It was important to me. I was committed, as you said. So I think that's a big one, folks. Decide what you want. We're going to talk about the other two with our good friend Elise Benin after these messages. I told you she was smart. 20 after, marketing-mentor.com is her website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.